the next big war. You find among the meager helpings that wash up on the national shores baby bottles, plastic bottles, and other people's empty buckets, their lists only partially ticked off, never having made it to the other coast or stepped in traffic with the right amount of horsepower. In the papers, news reports, mediated broadcasts, Mary is still the virgin of record. Elvis bears a grudge. The world is a big and beautifully dismayed blue pearl. You hear the next big war is just around the corner. Size and tripods, bodies made of Kevlar, the global hit parade gleaming on a stack of foreheads. Briefly on the cable channels, a different planet comes into view, pitted with bubbles and tender quips, a home without doors or similar household inventions, tagged with life-supporting third-world flags, a place of palaces without the guardrails for the masses. A city we know too well comes out to play a game of shock and awe, accolades for the camouflage. Another city dreams itself a shoreline with a boat for two, a carousel on weekends, the wild discovery that it's always been self-contained, immured, and fortified. And again today, the genius of mortality nails to a blank and empty wall these words. Before, this too was just a wall, fitted to a certainty of knowing who's got the better brain. A crane swings full circle. The square empties out. Those who wait for war have been duly disenchanted. The others park their cars.